This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 6/15/22. We're halfway through the month. Show number 399. And Nick, it's Fed Day.
It is Fed Day. And this is probably one of the most highly anticipated Fed announcements ever that I can remember, at least this year. The central bank, as you know, is expected to raise rates now by 75 basis points. Up to last week, they were only going to raise rates by 50 basis points, but that changed after the hot CPI number last week. Either way, the Fed still has a long way to go, in my opinion, as far as raising rates. The two-year Treasury note yield is what they need to track. That's at around 3.3% today. So even after today's hike, we'll be around 150 to 1.75%. So there's further tightening that is needed down the road. And again, if, you know, a lot of traders will tell you this, but if you can track the two-year note yield, you probably don't even need a central bank. But, you know, again, they don't do that. And we'll see what we get today.
Hey, what is the two-year Fed treasury rate right now?
Yeah, right now it's at about 3.34%. So it's actually down almost a basis point today, but it has really skyrocketed since the hot CPI number last week, gaining almost a full point.
And then we got QT going on, right?
Yeah, that's the big one. Nobody's talking about QT, and that stands for quantitative tightening. this is where the central bank will start to sell U.S. treasuries and mortgage-backed securities that they've been buying when they were doing quantitative easing. So we've heard that they're selling now $95 billion a month of these securities. So again, more liquidity coming out of the system.
All right. So what do you think is going to happen to gold?
Well, gold is always a wild one. And remember, this is a quadruple witching options expiration on Friday. So gold can be all over the map after this announcement. It always is a moving equity. I'm not sure what it's going to do. We'll have to wait and see what the Fed says and what they do first, but what they say afterwards. Today's Fed announcement will be followed by a Jay Powell press conference at 2:30. And if they really are hawkish, I would have to think gold is vulnerable to a decline.
Hey, you know, one thing they haven't been talking about also is all this stuff happening with the market. We're going to start seeing massive layoffs on Wall Street, which we haven't seen since the crash.
That's true. And we are starting to hear a lot of companies starting to lay off already. Even Coinbase, which is a crypto company, laying off 10%. Tesla's even mentioned that they're going to lay off potentially 10%. So layoffs are starting to come, and this is happening even where the JOLTS or the jobs openings number is, you know, above 10 million. And very, very surprising to see how quickly things have changed in the job market.
Yeah, well, and then we look at cryptos, Bitcoin, man, that took a crash as well.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about crypto being, or Bitcoin in particular, about being in that downtrend. And I said, if that pattern does not hold up and you get that last rebound move up and it breaks, it's going to break big. Right now, if you look at a monthly chart of Bitcoin futures, you'll see that Bitcoin is sitting right on the 50-month moving average. After this, if it does not hold this 20,000 range, and I don't think it will hold very long, you're going down to 14,000.
Hey, and I want to point out something here. I'm going to pop up the 5-year Bitcoin chart. So back in 2018 was, I believe. Yeah, there it is. Bitcoin hit a high of 19,650. Okay, but that number changes. It doesn't really matter for our purposes. Call it 19,700. All right, when it breaks below that 19.7, and that's going back to December 15th of 17, look out below.
That's right. And again, that is definitely a test high that you have to watch for. So great job on your behalf pointing that out. And again, you take out that level, I think we'll shoot down to 14,000. And this is not a pretty pattern in play for Bitcoin right now. It is a bit oversold, so maybe you get some near-term bounces. I don't want to rule that out. But the trend is down. That's your bigger pattern that you have to watch for, those weekly and monthly patterns. And again, outside of short-term bounces, the trend is down, and be very careful with it.
And we've been ahead on this one, too, because if we go back to 2021, there was a triple top back in April, March and April. Then it went on to go to a new high of like 67, I think it hit intraday.
That's right. That's right.
And we
69.3 on the futures.
Yeah, we totally nailed it there. Knew it was going lower. And everyone, a lot of naysayers on YouTube said, Nick doesn't understand cryptos. He doesn't know anything about it. And, you know, this is a variation on a theme. And you know what it is? It's that this time it's different. This market's different than any other market.
Yeah.
And all markets turn out to be the same.
You know, John Templeton, legendary John Templeton, who I really studied quite a bit, he used to say that. He goes, this time is different. Those are the four words that when you hear that, beware, because it's never different. And again, you know, there's no magic to crypto or anything else. It's just human footprint of human nature. That's what charts are. They're just giving us an outline. And again, when you make these nominal highs and you don't have true breakouts, you know, that's what happens. Sometimes you get a lower high double top. Sometimes you get a higher high double top. Sometimes you get a slightly nominal high triple top. And again, if you don't have a real breakout, you know, you always have to beware. But, you know, I always tell everybody, just learn the charts. I mean, you're never going to be perfect. I make mistakes. I'm going to get stopped out here and there. But for the most part, I'll be pretty safe, and I'll always live to fight another day. And I thank the good Lord for the ability to learn how to read these charts.
Yeah, and if you look at how much it's gone down, Bitcoin from its all-time high there, it's down 70%. What are the Fibonacci numbers on this?
Well, the Fibonacci numbers, and I'm going to use the Bitcoin futures chart. So anybody listening, if you're using a Coinbase chart, it may not exactly line up with what you're looking at. But if you take the all-time low in Bitcoin, which I believe happened in December of 2018, that was around 3,100 on Bitcoin futures, and you run a Fib retrace to the highs that just occurred, I believe, in November of 2021, you're going to see that right now we are just above a 7.5 retrace. So we basically have retraced 3/4 of the entire move from the low in 2018 to the peak in 2021. And like I said, I do think overall that low will get taken out and we'll probably test 14,000.
Yeah. Yep. And hey, where do you think the buying opportunity is on it?
Yeah, I think 14,000 is a buying opportunity. I think that's where your trade will be. We'll see how it reacts. Again, you know, when it gets down there, maybe nobody wants it. But I think that's a shot to take right there if you want to nibble in on the long side. I think that 14,000 is going to give you that opportunity.
Yep. Yeah, well, this chart is a ghastly-looking chart, Nick. Ghastly.
to say the least, right? So it's just... this is how patterns work. This is how psychology in the markets work. And this is why we want to use charts, because at least we have some recognition of direction. And again, it's not easy. I don't want anybody to think that this is an easy business. It's a humbling business. But, you know, again, if you learn these charts, you have a little bit of an advantage, and that's all you could ask for.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Tesla reports on their crypto holdings in the next release, because they were holding $1 billion worth, which is now worth $300 million. Question is, were they buying futures at the time? Which I think the answer is yes.
Yeah,
or selling. And you know,
it's going to be interesting to see what comes out in their statements when they have to report that stuff. But you know, there's a lot of companies that are so tied to crypto. You look at a company like Square now, which they call themselves Block. But it's formerly known as Square. That's Jack Dorsey. And, you know, that stock, believe it or not, in 2021, in August of 2021, was trading around $289 a share. Now it's $62. Look at a stock like MicroStrategy, MSTR, I believe is the ticker symbol there. This stock was, believe it or not, over, I think at the high, $1,300. Now it's $167. You know, these are big crypto plays. And then you have the things like the Mara, M-A-R-A. These stocks, you know, this was over $80 a share going back to November 2021. Now it's $6.80, probably going to $2. So, you know, again, when you look at all of these crypto-based companies, oh, let's not forget Coinbase. I don't want to leave that one out.
Don't
I know
leave that out.
The listeners probably want to hear about that. But, you know, that was a stock right after its IPO traded up to $429, now at $53. And I can't even give you a level where it's going. So, you know, there are just so many crypto-related companies out here that are just getting absolutely annihilated right now. And I think there's still a bit more pain to go.
All right. Speaking of industries and stocks getting annihilated, what about housing?
Yeah, housing has really been under pressure for a while. Today, it's rebounding up a little bit. I like to follow about a handful of home builders. I like to follow Lennar. I like to follow Toll Brothers, KB Homes. All of these stocks have really come in quite a bit from their highs, but they peaked out around May, June, 2021. If you take a look at Lennar, which I consider the number one home builder, that topped out at $103 in December of 2021 and now trades at around $69. This is probably headed down to around $59 to $60. A trade I was in recently, KB Homes, I had put options on. This is a stock that in May of 2021 topped out at around $52, now trading at $28.59. I just closed out those put options. So I think the home builders still have more downside to go, but I couldn't short them or play them on the downside with puts until I get a bounce. But I think that's another area that's going lower. And if you look at the ITB, which is the home builder ETF, this is the iShares U.S. Home Construction ETF. This is probably headed down to around $45, currently trading at $53 right now. And it peaked out in December of 2021 at around $83.43. So you can see these have been decimated already, and they still have further downside.
Yeah, it sank like a stone.
It did. I mean, it wasn't a one, a straight line move lower. Nothing is, but the downturn is still in place, and they have lower to go. And I think there's shorting opportunities or put opportunities after a bounce. I wouldn't necessarily implement those trades at the moment. I'd wait for a bounce or a bear pattern, and then I would put that on again.
All right. Well, a lot of things going on today. Keep your eyes open. What time is the Fed going to announce?
Fed will announce at 2 p.m., and that'll be followed by a 2:30 press conference by the chairman, Jay Powell.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is it for today. I think we might almost have to go back to a daily report here, but we'll put that off for a little bit and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's been beating the markets for decades and see how he forecast what we're going through now quite some time ago. And check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS. At NickSantiago01 and at Carrie Lutz. Send us your emails to kl@carrielutz.com or put them up on the YouTube channel and we'll get to them at some point. All right, Nick, that's it for today. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Thank you.